CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A man who shot and wounded two demonstrators during a protest on I-225 in Aurora in 2020 was convicted yesterday. Samuel Young of Wheat Ridge was found guilty on 7 counts, including attempted manslaughter, second-degree assault, and 1 count of illegally discharging a firearm. The Denver Post reports the 24-year-old fired 5 shots at a Jeep as it headed toward the crowd that demonstrated on the highway. 2 shots hit the back of the Jeep and 2 hit fellow protesters. The Jeep driver was not criminally charged. Smoke may still be visible in South Boulder due to a small wildfire that forced evacuations last weekend, but officials say it's been fully contained. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The fire scorched almost 200 acres near the National Center for Atmospheric Research, but nobody reported injuries. Janice Cohen is a wildfire scientist at NCAR. She says grassland fires like this one and the recent Marshall fire are becoming more common.
This can happen at any time. I mean, you need to be aware when Colorado is dry, and when we have one of these wind events, people should be prepared to grab their pets, be ready to evacuate.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. landed in Denver yesterday after the cockpit windshield shattered. The plane was above 30,000 feet when crew members realized the problem, and nearly 200 passengers were on board. A photo of the plane shows the glass was lined with cracks but did not fall from its frame. Delta called the situation a maintenance issue. Right now in Denver, it's 54 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.